Elizabeth Warren Rips Christian Schools with Anti-LGBTQ+ Policies. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 29, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, tweeted a link to a HuffPo article to tout her condemnation of Christian schools that, she claims, hold anti-LGBTQ+ policies. States should focus on funding public schools, not private ones. Especially not ones that maintain anti-LGBTQ+ policies, Warren tweeted. We must ensure every kid, especially LGBTQ+ kids, can get a high-quality public education. A Cnews News blog post Monday brought attention to the Democrat 2020 candidate's tweet, in which Warren refers to anti-LGBTQ+ policies, as cited in the HuffPo article, such as bathroom use consistent with one's biological sex, and adherence to a Christian view of marriage between one man and one woman. The HuffPo piece, titled Under the Radar SCOTUS Case Could Obliterate the Line Between Church and State, focuses on the Montana Education Tax Credit Program at the center of the case before the Supreme Court in Espinosa v. Montana Department of Revenue. As Breitbart News reported, the case involves three low-income mothers who filed a lawsuit against the state of Montana after it shut down a tax credit scholarship program because parents were choosing to use the funds for tuition at religious schools. The Montana Department of Revenue determined that religious schools are not a qualified education provider, the report noted. HuffPost piece states. A previous HuffPost investigation found that at least 14% of private religious schools around the country that receive public funding through programs like the one in Montana actively discriminate against LGBTQ staff and employees. In the Montana Tax Credit Program, these numbers were even higher. The article provides examples of anti-LGBTQ policies such as a handbook from the Stillwater Christian School in Kalispell, Montana, that states, God wonderfully and immutably creates each person as male or female, and God created marriage to be exclusively the union of one man and one woman. The handbook, HuffPo asserts, states that students and campus visitors must use restrooms, locker rooms, and changing facilities conforming with their biological sex. At Heritage Christian School in Bozeman, HuffPo continues, an application for employment requires a signature to certify prospective employees understand the school expects them to live a Christian model lifestyle, including that I will not during the term of my employment engage in inappropriate sexual conduct, which includes, but is not limited to behaviors such as heterosexual activity outside of marriage, for example, premarital sex, cohabitation, extramarital sex, gay, bisexual and/or transgender conduct, homosexual or lesbian sexual activity, sexual harassment, use or viewing of pornographic material or websites, or sexual abuse or improprieties toward minors as defined by scripture and federal or state law. Public school groups have not been shy about sounding the alarm on this case. HuffPo states, predicting that it could have a devastating effect on education and play a major role in disintegrating the U.S. doctrine of the separation of church and state.